Now, what you are saying is that the Electoral Commission is giving two different total vote cast, and one is what is putting the NPP and Nana Adedankwa Akufo-Addo, the current president, at 51.302%. When you go to the Twitter handle of the Electoral Commission, it is giving you another figure that the Electoral Commission itself has published on its Twitter handle. And that figure is far less than what it is quoting when it made the declaration.
But David, hold on. This is a case the Electoral Commission has come out saying that there were some mistakes that were done. They corrected it. Why are you still not satisfied with the correction they made?
What the Electoral Commission says it has corrected was, instead of using the total valid vote cast to strike the percentage, it used the total vote cast if you look at the release. That's what the Electoral Commission is saying. But we are saying that there are more anomalies, especially with the one I just mentioned that has to do with the Ashanti region. Now, Ashanti region's vote has been increased by 308,960. And if you look at the figures closely, you realize that 236,523 has been given to the NPP, which is giving them the 51.302%, which is not supposed to be so.
Does that mean that you have empirical proof of this allegation you are making?
Peter, after speaking to you, I'll send you the evidence, because we had people on the ground. We also collated the results. We didn't have too much capacity. The capacity we had was able to take care of Ashanti region, Northern region, and Eastern region, and the Central region, and Greater Accra. These were places that we had our people that were also taking the results.
Has your group gone approached the Electoral Commission to present the evidence you have to see how they can address this concern you have? Because the Electoral Commission has been adjudged to have done a yeoman's job by organizing a peaceful, transparent, and credible election, despite isolated cases of violence here and there. But then the international community has seen that the elections were transparent and credible. So have you approached the Electoral Commission?
Thank you very much, Peter. What we did was that, you know, the Electoral Commission was going to declare the elections on the 9th of December. We chanced upon the information, and then we did our checks. And then we realized that there were some anomalies. We quickly held a press conference, notified the general public and the Electoral Commission, because the Electoral Commission's office has been barricaded by a lot of military that no one has been allowed to go there. Even if you have a genuine case, you will not be allowed to the Electoral Commission. So taking that as an option wouldn't help.
All right. So, David, what is your next line of action? If you say that the Electoral Commission has not listened to you, you've held a press conference, nothing is happening, what are you going to do next?
We are calling on the Electoral Commission that it has become very, very necessary for the Electoral Commission to sit down with the political parties to look at the disputed areas and constituencies. We are also calling on the Electoral Commission to allow for an independent audit auditor to look at the veracity of the allegations and anomalies that we are bringing forth, and the other political parties are also bringing forth, so that we can all ascertain the facts of the issue. We also want to call on the international community to, as a matter of urgency, step in. People have cause not to trust the Electoral Commission. So if the international community steps in and come and help us in this particular situation, we believe that it will resolve the matter, and then we'll continue to enjoy the peace we have enjoyed so far.